Okay. So, in the scriptures, in the epistles, they traveled and they went from part to part and they brought Christ's love from different places. And so, I am here from Chicago to bring you hope. And the last time I was here was the beginning of October. And I went home, and shortly after that, my father-in-law passed away. And on the night that he passed away, we got the news that although I am a survivor of breast cancer, it is now back in my bones. And so that was not a really good thing. We celebrated the joy of his life for 2 days and eventually told our children of this challenge in our lives. And so, you know, I've kind of been in a state of I don't know what the word is. I don't think it has a word. So anyway, I have something I want to share, and I hope that this will bring you the opportunity to have hope. Okay, sister was talking about the and just remember, when you have cancer, it's not always cancer. This is carpal tunnel syndrome, which I'm very happy to tell you is carpal tunnel and not cancer. So, this is what I want to say. When you're in a completely dark room, completely dark, you can't see your hand in front of your face. Sort of like probably that stable at night. No electricity, no lights at all. You don't know if what's in the room is good or bad. It could be a suitcase that contains $1 million with your name on it. Could be. Could be sorrow or joy. Could be financial devastation. Could be a deed for a new house. Could be a foreclosure notice. A job promotion or unemployment. The bottom line is that you don't know. And like that stable, there's probably a lot of things in that stable that you wouldn't want to step on. There's a lot of things we don't want in our lives. And if you have a flashlight and you look around in that room, you really can't get a full picture because it's kind of scattered, it's fragmented. You don't really get a whole picture of anything. And so I was very blessed. I work at I volunteer at a place in Chicago called Misericordia. And they gave these out at their health fair this year, and I was able to confiscate many of them, one for each of my children and my brothers and sisters, my really dear friends. And it's a light. And it generates by itself. You just crank it up. And when you have a light that's this small and you shine it on your feet, you can only go one step at a time. And if you go one step at a time and you keep the light on your feet and your hope in Jesus, it doesn't matter what's in the room. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. And so I am a diehard Cub fan. Diehard Cub fan. We know all the predictions. We know all the statistics. And we're always hoping for a miracle. So with that in mind, I would like you to please pray for me that I not lose my flashlight, because it's very scary when you lose your flashlight. And if you would also pray for discernment. My daughter, many of you know that I've shared with, that my daughter Katie is a missionary in Thailand. And so I really want discernment, because I talked to her on the phone a couple of weeks ago and said, Katie, when you come home, I will be as vibrant as I was when you left. And I promise you that. And I have really good support in Chicago and a wonderful family. And I told her that I would call her and tell her to come home before I needed to, before, so I would still be vibrant for her. And I said, if God tells you to come home before that, please do what he says. So with that in mind, I'd like you to just really keep me in prayer, and my husband and our children. And You know, my last quote is, I am not necessarily doubting that God will do what is best for me. I am wondering how painful the best will turn out to be. So, thank you.